Good morning and welcome to the FTS bet slip on Friday, the 10th of May. Just do the bets first and then I'll talk a little bit about further on record keeping sheets. I'll sort that out. But bets first. Okay, today I've got two place horses, the very aptly named Vegas Boy in the 3:45 at Ascot. In fact, this could be me and my good lady in the 5:30 at Ascot is Graceful Lady. So there you go, you've got Grace Vegas Boy in the 3:45 at Ascot and Graceful Lady in the 5:30 at Ascot. So they're the two pod place horses to follow. I'll update results. There's only one to add that she can boogie either later today or tomorrow morning. Football wise, I've got one mention. Obviously, the mentions now the leagues are slowing down and stopping are going to be pretty much done, I would think, this week. But in the Scottish Premier League, Motherwell away to St Johnstone. Motherwell 3.0 to back, or St Johnstone about 2.6 to lay. And then in a couple of home shorties, Southampton look nailed on against Huddersfield. Discounting Huddersfield's United performance last week. Southampton 1.45, and in Holland in the Eredivisie, Heerenveen versus NEC Breda. Heerenveen about 1.65. That market's not yet settled down, but they're the two home mentions for the weekend. And then I have got one trade for you. Just bear with me as I open up the right spreadsheet. And that is in the. He says, can't find it now. Sorry about that. And that is in the Polish game at 7:30. Wisla Kraków versus Korona Kielce. I'm getting better at this every week, and I. Late first half goal, 30 minutes onwards. If we get that far, it's quite a short price, the over 2.5. But if we do get to 30 minutes at nil nil, then I will lay a first half goal. And then if it's still nil nil at half time, providing the over 1.5 price is over 2.0, which it may not be in this game, but if it is, then I will back over 1.5 on 45 minutes and again on 65 minutes. If not, then I'll just, if I lose the first half goal bet, I'll be in short a low price, 30 minutes through to 40 minutes laying the first half goal. If a goal goes in, I'm done. If we do get to nil nil at half time, I do want the over 1.5 to be above 2.0. If it's above 2.0, I'll back over 1.5 goals and I will back them again on 65 minutes. If still nil nil, I'm very doubtful that we'll get that far, but you never know. Okay, obviously I spoke briefly about record keeping yesterday. What I will do after the weekend is out the way, Tuesday or Wednesday next week on the website, on the blog. I'll do that written blog and I'll upload some templates. I'll clear some of mine down and save them, and I'll need to write a few instructions, and I'll then just put some download links so that people can download those and get used to them and have a look. So you'll have that situation hopefully taken care of for you. You don't have to use them, obviously. It'll be exact same sheets I use, just in a format that you can use yourself. Those who attended the seminar, I have today uploaded the daily trading sheet, my own sheet. I've gone through the pricing, done everything. So there's a sheet in there with notes on of what I would trade today. And I will repeat that process over Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and daily going forward. The WhatsApp I'll sort out early next week. Excuse me, my dog's having a little attack there. I don't know what's up with her. Hairball. Sorry about that. So yeah, that will be done for you. Those on Ultimate, typically having Betfair issues again this morning. The Portuguese Primeira game tonight versus Aves versus Morenci was not on the coupon this morning. Did contact them via the customer services. It has now been added. Just need to let that market settle down, and I will add that, and I will try and get a sheet out to you with that on pre-kickoff. Just need that market obviously to settle a little bit. It literally has just been added before I've started recording this, so I may well be sending out or adding another odd sheet monitoring leagues, new leagues database, but I'll email you when I've done that. I just need to be able to run everything. Absolute pain in the arse when they do that. And that is it. Well done to Arsenal and Chelsea last night. Obviously four teams in the European finals, which sort of does showcase our league, but when you see those teams only get 6,000 tickets, the game, you know, the game is gone. I'm well aware the game is gone, and people sort of pointed out the Champions League isn't the champion. It's been that format for years, and ultimately as a fan, I just want to go and have a good day out, and that is exactly what I will intend to do. Win or lose, I will go over there and enjoy it. I shan't enjoy getting beat by Scousers, that's for certain, but that's part of the risk. But it's what you want to, as a football fan, you want to be in the finals. That means more to me than anything. So I do feel that for Chelsea and Arsenal fans to get 6,000 tickets, you know, and having to travel nearly 3,000 miles to the edge of flipping Iran is ridiculous. I do genuinely feel for fans who go to the games, but that's another topic for another day. Okay, well, have a lovely Friday. A lot of you will be happy. You've only had a four-day week. Be enjoying yourselves, and I will be back. Obviously, we've got the last day of the Premiership this week. That to be decided, but I will be back each day, Saturday, Sunday, with an updated blog post and any trades or bets. So enjoy your Friday. I'm going to be answering emails to seminar attendees all day by the looks of it.